Hi, studio.
Hey, this is Mark from Midland. How y'all doing?
Good, Mark from Midland. I have Whitney.
I really feel bad.
Why do you feel bad?
Because I had Jackie be my person in case Midland had, like, people. And Midland, actually, Mark made the call from Midland, so I feel bad. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Do you have all the boys with you today, or did they put you out on phone duty?
Hold on. I'm putting you on a big speaker here.
Oh, hang on. Good.
Let's just go to the back of the choir. Yeah. Let's go to the speaker. All right. Wendy, can you hear us?
Yeah, it's going to be weird, but I can hear you. How are you?
Really good. Really good.
You're this close to number one.
In Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh. Are you opening
Already
for Kenny?
Open for Zach Brown.
Oh, wow. You guys get around.
Yeah, we get around. We don't stop. That's the secret.
I wanted to congratulate you on almost getting a number one song, but I heard that but you're huge in Canada.
We are. We've been number one for 3 weeks or so up in Canada.
Wow.
Gotta get the trip together, man.
Well, what is it now? It's August in Canada, which means they may have had a day of summer and it's winter now. Or
it's August everywhere, Whitney.
Wait, no, but listen, August is different. Right now in Buffalo, New York, they get the 4th of July in every other season. That's it. Those are their two seasons. So I'm saying Canada might just be paying closer attention than we are.
Oh.
I'm generalizing, but.
I don't know what it is. It's a little bit smaller. Maybe they're. We kind of went up to Canada and spent some time doing press, and I think we made a pretty big impression with the right people, I guess, here early in March. And I don't think there's probably anything else on the Canadian radio that kind of sounds like Drinking Prob right now.
I think you're right, and congratulations on that number one. Midland, everybody did it.
Thank you so much. We're hoping for another one here in the U.S. That'll, of course, be that's the prize. That's something that I don't think any of us will ever be able to kind of comprehend until many, many years later how special that is. But
I don't know. I have a feeling that you'll feel it when it actually happens. You know, none of you are strangers to, although, I don't know, Jess, what were you doing before Midland? I know that that Cameron and I know that Mark had spent some time in front of the camera or behind the camera, but, like, Jess, what were you doing before Midland?
I had briefly dabbled in trying to open a clothing store in Portland. That was right after I moved to Portland from LA, and was kind of almost thinking that I was done trying to make it in music. I'd moved to LA and I was down there for 6 years, and hadn't really been able to make anything happen down there with music. And so I moved to Portland and I thought I was kind of starting a new chapter, but I kept playing music, and then when I moved to Austin, I was pursuing music again full time, and that was when I went out to Cameron's wedding, and we kind of had this idea out there.
And thank you know, Cameron, thank you for getting married, because that's what got this whole thing started, right?
Yeah.
Everybody just like give it up for Cameron and his wife. God bless the woman who said yes to this, and then immediately
yeah, said yes to marrying me, and also said yes to. Putting up with having a band, a rehearsal space in our garage.
I know. Like, immediately.
Moving to Texas, you know. We are all supported by our loved ones, you know. That support is what has gotten us through these, like, real skinny times. Shoot, it's been a decade since we started in bands together, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I would definitely like to say second that sentiment, that if it wasn't for my wife, I would have never had she just was like such a strong supporter in the beginning of this. And we moved to Austin equally for her, because she was training cutting horses, and I wanted to do music, so Austin was a good place where both of us could pursue what we wanted to do. But
finally, we have a date for the album On the Rocks. Very excited.
Yeah. September 22nd.
September 22nd. And you guys wrote or co-wrote everything on that album?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
How long did this take? Was this a lifetime's work? Did you have stuff like stockaded? Is that the right word? Stockaded?
I think you just made one
up. That's not a right word.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. It's a lifetime of experience. And that goes into that first album. And we're already, like, you know, we're going to work this album as long as it takes. But we have so many songs that we're, you know, we have another album ready to go.
Yeah. Well, there's three of you, too, sitting around, like, and traveling and buses and boredom. I don't know if there's boredom on buses, but I would imagine
no
there is.
There's boredom here. I can tell you right now, I have been sitting in the back lounge of the bus that we're on over the last 3 weeks, slowly but surely editing the music video that we shot at the beginning of the month. And it's like there is no free time, whether it's editing a music video or, you know, doing meet and greets or, you know, sound check, lugging gear around, learning new songs. It's just like literally you have no time for yourself at all. But I think that that's a great problem to have. And we're all really kind of, we're still in the pink cloud phase of it all. You know,
that's all right. Yeah.
We'll be
dude, stay
big.
There like as long as you possibly can.
Yeah.
What is the level above Pink Cloud? Is it number one song? Number one song,
Pink
Cloud?
Pink Cloud envelops all that is great and fun and happy and beautiful. And then what happens is that dissipates and you are stuck with the harsh reality.
Oh, how dare that dissipate? Let's not let that dissipate then. We'll come up on that Pink Cloud. We'll help hold it together for you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Frequent calls. With you ladies, is going to help.
Aww. Oh, see, we've always liked you. And we've always liked what you've brought to country music, something that was kind of missing. And you brought it back. Man, I got to tell you, when I look at the cover of the album, it's like you have brought back this whole era kind of in a huge way with a modern twist. The suits that you're wearing on the album cover for On the Rocks, don't ever expect that you're going to walk down the street and remain anonymous wearing those.
Well, we don't wear them on the we wore it to breakfast. It wasn't on the street.
You've got to check out the album. I'm very happy. Hitting September 22nd. You will be too. Midland Drinking Problem. And Cameron, very funny little story. When you were in the studio here in March, I think it's time for you to go. I heard someone's alarm go off. But
No. That was my alarm telling us to call you, which I snoozed at 4, and now it's 8 minutes later.
That's funny. When Cameron said that he was, you know, when I found out that Cameron was involved with Bruno Mars, and I didn't want to embarrass Cameron and go, yeah, but you weren't, like, involved with, like, Uptown Funk, right? And then I get home and I Googled Cameron. I was like, oh, my God, he did Uptown Funk. So I was really happy that I didn't know that much about you guys when we first met because I would have fangirled out.
Well, you know what? We all fangirl out on Bruno Mars. That's something that still happens for us. So we wouldn't have blamed you.
Okay.
Did you happen to Google Mark Weistrack 8-pack abs?
Yeah, no. I Googled guilty. Mark first. I Googled Mark first. Cause,
nailed me at the first time. What about, did you Google Jeff Carson's feet? Did you see
I haven't done that yet, but as soon as we're done, I'm going to go there.
That's a foot model. They're rare. People create folders full of pictures of his feet on there.
That is so horrible.
He's a perfect sample size 9.
I understand there's really strange for money in that, and I don't want to know. You know what I'm saying?
Look, any way you can earn a dollar, we've done it. We've done it all, but
Jess, you're underpaid.
We're
just a dollar.
To be
just
here
trust
doing
me.
This for a living. That's the Pink Cloud phase. We're stoked to be making music together.
I'm stoked
and
that
look out over the stage.
I'm stoked to just get to keep his shoes on.
Tonight. How cool is that?
It's pretty cool. You guys are having a pretty cool life right now. Are you still enjoying being on? Are you on one bus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I heard that Old Dominion will not have it any other way. Like, they want to travel together. I'm like, there's 5 of you guys. This has got to get weird.
Yeah, it's cool. They have just enough room for them and their 2 butlers that they which is cool. They pay them a minimum wage, American minimum wage. They make them wear tuxedos and serve them caviar. But I think that that's kind of admirable if they let them on the bus.
Yeah. They got a
separate bus for their hair and makeup and masseuse. Personal trainer. But that's cool though. They hang out together.
So what you're saying is that they have a Pink Cloud. They've built one, and between the 5 of them, they can afford to keep that thing together. They never have to come back.
Yeah, they built theirs out of money. We just built ours out of hopes and dreams. Just the old way, the honky tonk way.
Well,
they're good dudes and they work hard too.
Ladies, yeah, they really do.
We just got our first bus a month ago. So this is the first time any of us have ever toured a proper Brett Ward.
fourth bus that we've had in a month because it's all broken down. The first three buses were, let's just say you wouldn't want to run through it with one of those
black lights.
The black lights, you know. And see
oh, yeah.
Really
oh, God.
Bed. Just say there were some white stains on all of our sheets. So
wow, you can change those sheets, guys. I don't know if you know that.
No, well, there was a shortage of buses in Nashville, and we got some pretty rough companies, and we finally got the creme de la creme, the guys that...
It's kind of a good one now.
It's amazing. There's little lavender air, what do you call those things?
Little purifiers.
Like purifiers. Hey,
one of the most horrific stories about the last bus that we were on was we were about to cross the border into Canada, and you can't bring anything into Canada that
is illegal.
Basically like a fifth grade classroom, you know what I mean? And
understood.
And so we're scrambling miles from the border to find
some paraphernalia,
which I may or may not have had last the night before.
I understand. We're just talking Cheetos, guys. Don't get excited. It's just open food.
Like
okay,
that,
go
yeah.
ahead.
And well,
Cheetos to get you high.
Yeah. the guys are grilling me because I was assumably the last person to have it, and they said, "Did you check your bunk?" And I said, "Yes, I checked my bunk like 5 times." I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was Mark who had it last. So yeah. Mark takes a bullet. He looks not only through his bunk, but under his bunk.
No, I had to put my hands underneath and through these seats that I'm pretty sure
there was,
what's the dirtiest metal band of all time? Like, I'm pretty sure this was their bus. And like,
oh no.
Yeah, Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah. Like there was things going up. There was sludge I couldn't wash off my fingers for 2 weeks.
The end of the story is it was dirty. And yes, I guess they did find it in my bunk.
Cameron finally says to our tour manager, he goes, could you search my bunk for me? I don't think I'm doing it right. We found it. We threw it away regretfully, and we crossed back into the United States without any kind of issue, any hitches. So life on the road is great.
And then did you Shawshank Redemption it? Did you put it somewhere where you could go back and dig it up later?
Apparently they will find it even if you ditch it in America. They'll like go and like they'll see it in your eyes.
Drones.
They'll see it in your eyes.
Yeah. But life is good. We're having a ball, and it's much, much easier to be on the road, let me tell you, one of these things. And we've done it every which way, from touring in an F-250 to every kind of crappy Ford and Chevy tour, little, you know, 15-passenger van, to finally a Sprinter van, which we thought was really cool, until you threw 8 guys in it for 3 weeks. And I think they just had to burn that thing. They had to burn it.
Well, at least no one had to stick their hands underneath anything and clean it.
Yeah.
That you burned it was pretty admirable.
It was like a noble death for that thing. Yeah.
It had earned its rest.
I didn't want to live anymore.
Well, I'm glad you didn't end up in a Canadian prison. Although, honest to God, that's the first time I've ever used the term Canadian prison, because I don't even know if they have them.
It's like American prisons, except for they give you free health care.
Yeah, they're probably nicer, too.
And they say that they're sorry all the time.
Sorry.
You want some poutine? Well, how do you call that? What do you call that stuff?
Poutine?
Hey, Matt,
you want
some
poutine? Yeah, I bet.
What is the French fries with the gravy?
Oh, Jackie eats
it's
those.
Putin.
No, that's a Russian guy that we know.
Hey, Mark, we have some olive oil and some Wonderwood Russian bread bags. We'd want some of your poutine.
All right. Before we all get in trouble with some government, I don't know which, we've got 3 involved here in this conversation. Let me congratulate you on an amazing album, an amazing tune, an amazing closeness to number one. And I'm just glad you guys called. I was unsure after our last visit when we talked about everything. And we didn't shut up for 45 minutes. I thought, oh, they got no time. They're going to remember and not call.
We always have time for you, Wendy. Always.
I love you guys. Give it up, everybody, for Mark.
Yeah, thanks for everything you guys are doing for the support. Hopefully we're going to do it. We'll see.
Well,
it's going to be exciting.
Thank you for the tip on Jess's feet. I'll be Googling those next.
Look them up.
You got it, man. Midland, everybody. Green Palms, the team. Let's play it.
Thanks, guys. Lots
you guys rule. Thank you
week.
So much.